Follow your favorite football team with the Houston Texans mobile app.
Hi, I'm DP Sidley along with Drew Doherty. Five things to watch for Monday night against San Diego. First of all, Arian Foster's back. How many carries do you think he's going to get with Ben Tate?
13. No, I don't know exactly.
Gary Kubiak said 42.
Yeah, he was joking. But I think you're going to see, like Kubiak said, a rotation. So each of those guys is going to get quite a few carries. Though, very, very oddly, and I think we talked about this in the mailbag a couple years ago, Arian was coming back from a hamstring injury against the Steelers, and he wound up carrying the rock 30 times exactly. So I don't think it happens this time, but keep that in mind.
J.J. Watt says he feels like a caged animal. He only got two snaps in the preseason. What is going to happen Monday night at San Diego in primetime?
No, that's definitely something to watch because you said the two snaps. So how fresh is he? How rusty is he? But I think more importantly, how does it play with what Brian Cushing does and how much does Brian Cushing affect? And those are two things I want to watch. The inside linebackers with Cushing and Mays and J.J. Watt, what he does.
All right, well, you took my next thing to watch, which was the inside linebackers.
Right.
Let's talk about the D-line a little bit more. Yeah. Antonio Smith is not playing. Jared Krick is going to be playing in his place.
Yes, a fourth-round pick a year ago. And when he entered his senior season at Nebraska, people thought this guy could be a first-round pick. Had the pectoral injury, so he didn't get a lot of PT that year. So he was almost seen as a steal in some circles for the Texans. Going to be fascinating to see what he can do with another year under his belt. I think you're going to be really pleasantly surprised by what Jared Krick does this year and does down the line.
Okay, and the final thing to watch, it's just a small minor thing. Ed Reed?
Safety first. Yeah, it's really the safety position because Ed Reed will not start. We heard Shiloh Kale is the starter at free safety. Does Ed Reed even get into the ballgame? Very, very interesting to see if that happens. And also watch what DJ Swearinger does because they said regardless of Ed Reed playing or not, Swearinger's going to get some time. So going to be fun. Those are the five things to watch.
Gary Kubiak says game time decision. Yep. But be sure to check out HoustonTexans.com for five things. Rewind right after the game.